should just drink
from the bottle.
There's
a dog hair on you.
Take that off and see.
Right. Okay. Welcome to Read My Lips, the podcast.
Oh, it's been a while.
Chin chin. Right. No, drink. It's bad luck if you don't. That's been too long. Listeners, look, we're back. All right. We're going to make this, again, a weekly thing, we hope.
There's no reason why not.
There is no reason. No excuses anymore, okay?
I know. It's been a dreadful time for everybody, though, hasn't it? It's been really stressful and trying for everybody. No excuse. No excuses from here on in. Let's get this sorted because I really enjoy it when we do it.
It's so much fun. At the same time, I think everyone can appreciate, my God, it's been a weird time. This Christmas, everything was so up and down, so weird.
I have to say that I didn't mind Christmas too much. It was much less stressful.
Christmas Day itself.
I love seeing everybody and we normally have a house full of people.
Yeah, it's
great,
isn't it?
Well, I do. I don't see people that often and when people are here, it really is nice to catch up. Can be really exhausting and tiring and quite stressful when you've got a timeline to provide food and you know, whereas this year it was just the three of us and it was much more relaxed in
it was the, you were know. So much more relaxed. It was so
I was
pleasant.
Sorry babe. Fuck me, remind me not to make Christmas dinner anymore. Jesus.
Right, okay, so do you have any 2021 news?
Oh.
Has there been anything that you've seen recently? Just because I have a little one that you might be interested in.
What, like current affairs type news?
Yeah, like pop culture?
Pop culture, me.
Come on, you're only 58. Or was it 57?
56. You don't even know my age.
She's in 2 weeks, everyone.
Fuck off. You can't. You can't tell anybody.
Okay, I didn't just tell everybody. I'm not speaking to you now.
News, culture. Well, spill yours, then I might think of something.
So, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are apparently getting a divorce.
I didn't even know they were married.
Do you even know who they are?
Kanye West, I'm guessing, is an actor because he was
on... Oh my God, no, he's not.
He's not?
I don't even know really what he is. He's a rapper, I think.
Oh, is he? I thought he was on a quiz question. No wonder I got it wrong. God.
Uh-huh. And Kim Kardashian?
Kim Kardashian is just one of these wealthy women who disnout...
Fair.
Yeah, so I do know the names, but then I'm not that interested in celebrity, to be honest.
Kanye West ran for president, I think.
Or did he not say he was going to?
I think actually did pop in
but
a little.
But then they've got a... Like the Americans have got a culture of actors and stuff being president, you know, it's like...
Or like reality TV show stars.
Yeah,
that happens.
That happens, and what? Look how that turned out.
I thought it was great. Do you not?
It's been entertaining for the rest
True
of the world.
That. It's just a good job we have Brexit to go on next.
Oh wow! Yeah. Oh God.
Let's not. No.
Can't even go there. Can't even go there.
No. By the way, just to out you, she's a leaver, everybody. I know we've just lost a ton of listeners. Not that we have any, but
well, I am a leaver. Partly because almost everybody that I worked with in my photography projects are rural people.
Yes.
And I can't think of a single one that voted to stay.
I still do think they're being screwed, though.
I do as well. Yes. The fishermen particularly. God
yeah,
sake,
it's not going
on.
Very well for the fishermen
Boris
at the minute.
Boris really let them down.
Well, was he ever not going to? But
I know, that's why they held it right to last.
I just want to say straight off the bat, I label myself as a don't knower.
Really? And because you give me such a toasting.
Did I?
When I told you that I'd voted leave. What are you thinking about? This is my future. Yeah, I got such a bloody, I would say roasting, not toasting.
Okay, well.
And now you're saying like, nah, not really sure.
Well, no,
because
it's just such a taboo subject now that I can't even, I mean, yes, I'm a Remainer. But I don't even know why anymore.
It was so long ago, wasn't it? And there's so much water gone under that bridge.
So much.
And so much else has taken focus since then that, you know, we've got huge problems going on, in not just in our society, but worldwide. And, you know, is it really that important? Probably
I thought,
to some people.
As well, in the beginning of the podcast, I'd pop in a little, what do you call it? Like a little segment? Or something that we do every week. What's it called? God, you can tell we're not professionals. What's it called where you put in like a thing every week? Like
segment.
Okay, cool. Did I get it right this time? Okay.
I don't know. Okay. No, I know what you mean, but I can't think of the word. I think you're going to have to edit that in afterwards, Jo. Oh, jinx.
So, this segment is called What Was in Jacoa's Mind?
Feature! Right. It's a feature.
What was in Jacoa's mind this week? Right, so I'm going to pull out every week one weird thing that I thought of while I was trying to go to sleep. I'm going to see what you think about them, okay? Because I do this a lot.
Do you need to write them down? Because I think of weird things and then by the time I wake up the next morning, I've forgotten them. I can't remember them.
If I think I'm going to forget, I'll write them down. But this one comes from this morning, right? So this is our new feature. What was in Jacoa's mind this week? This is one. Okay.
Oh, God. So, could be anything.
It really could be. Right. I want to get your take on this. So I was lying in bed last night, trying to get to sleep. And I started to think about, of course, this is what I think about a lot, when my dogs die, right?
Oh,
I torture myself. But then I thought, so imagine a world where it was an option when your dog died to get its limbs back and have a barbecue with them. Would you do it?
What?
Would you do it?
Eat your own dog?
Yeah, like mutton.
Well, mine would be a bit tough, to be honest. But
well, that's what I was sort of thinking.
I mean, if you hear people have lost in the Amazon desert, or in the Amazon desert, Amazon rainforest, and they've had to
kill a dog and eat it. Just you know, modern life.
What?
So your dog
died. Why would you need to? You can go to the butcher's and buy some beef.
Well, I don't know. It could be like a ceremony, like a barbecue.
Now, I did see somebody on TikTok or Instagram or one of those things the other day where they'd got the dog cremated.
Right.
And the ashes that they had in a little thingy in around the neck.
Yes.
Like a little necklace.
Yes.
And there was a man who got his wife cremated. And because they used to travel a lot and go camping everywhere he went that they'd been there before, he took her in the van, in the camper van with him, and sprinkled a little bit of her in those places.
That's cute.
That was beautiful because she was with him, but yet he was sharing with her, yes, in his mind her visit and his visit. And I just thought, eat them. How eat? Come on.
Talking about a pet barbecue here.
A pet barbecue.
Would you do it?
I certainly wouldn't do it unless there's something else to add that
it took
I
me a while.
On.
I'm not going to lie. It took me a while I was lying in bed to really think about whether this would be a thing. And I decided no.
I wonder what brought you to that conclusion.
Well, it took me a while, but I thought, because
you've
you
got
know,
to be kidding that you were second thinking this and thinking it was a possibility.
You know, I grab Shelley's leg and say, "This should be so good to eat." So I think this is where it came from, because her limbs, honestly, you could shave that and cook it, and I bet her legs would be delicious, right? Stop looking at me like that.
Oh my goodness.
But then I came to the conclusion that no, because I would still be aware that I was eating my own dog.
Thank fuck for that. Okay. Christ almighty.
Don't need to be, what's the word? Like, so institutionalised.
No, you don't. You never have been. But hang on. What about when me or Jeff pop it? Are you going to, like, cut my leg off and eat? Because I think it'll be a bit tough because I'm 56 already, you know? I think it would be a bit tough. You'd have to have a good set of teeth to chow on my thigh, I think.
No, but how would you feel if I got you cremated and put you in a necklace?
Well, I probably wouldn't feel anything because I'd just talk to you through the psyche thing that goes on with
dead people.
You're
going to haunt
me. Yeah, I'm
going
to haunt you.
The psyche thing that goes on with dead people. You mean you're going to haunt me?
Yeah, I'm going to haunt you. Okay. I'm going to be there sitting on your shoulder all of the time. But the ashes thing
I can imagine. I find a man and you'd be tapping me on the shoulder. He's no good for you. He's a fucking liar.
Go for this one instead. He's much nicer.
Don't get another dog.
Oh, not another dog.
Okay.
Oh, God. Well, Joel, that was a bit of a surprise. I didn't expect that.
That is the new feature, what was in Jacora's mind of the week.
Oh, God.
And I'm going to put in a little bit of theme music. Da, 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 da. And that was the finish. Okay. Oh, right.
Maybe next week I might have a...
Well, what was in Yvonne's mind?
What was in Yvonne's mind that might be, like, worthy of discussion or not? let's see.
Okay, so back to what everyone is here for. The diary.
Oh, yeah. Let's get going with the diary.
Okay, so we're on the 28th of March, 2005.
Right.
Hey. I have a really bad cold. You know, like a minor flu. I am sniffing.
Like a bloke.
All the time. I have a bad head, red nose, sore throat, and a face that looks as if it's about to burst into tears any minute.
Oh, you poor soul. Oh, that is. I know, it is awful. Like, it knocks his stuff out of you, I know.
Me, Mam, and Jeff went to IKEA today. Oh, infecting everyone. Great. We got stuck in rush hour traffic. It was so boring. By the way, I have changed my handwriting because my other handwriting was boring. Anyway, and yeah, I mean, it goes, that little sentence there is a bit more italic, but then as soon as she stopped talking about it, she's right back.
It goes back to the normal.
Anyway, we finally got to IKEA and I enjoyed it. Jeff didn't moan and Mam got the things she wanted.
No, I don't believe either of those comments.
Me neither.
God almighty.
I was going to get a new bedside table, but we would have had to wait for ages in a huge queue. So I will wait until next time. That's very good of little Jacob.
Isn't it?
Just going to wait until next time.
I wonder why, because normally you pick them off the shelves yourself, don't you?
Yeah, I wonder.
Again, little Jacob has not given us that detail, are you? Are you?
I was feeling miserable all day because of my flu, but I didn't moan much.
This is an instance, possibly, where in the future, if anybody's got a cold and they're out in public, you would have the politeness to wear a mask. Like the Asian people, Japanese and that all do. They all do. If they've got a cold and they're sitting on a train,
yes,
pre-COVID, they yes. would wear a mask.
But didn't you know that masks are a conspiracy and they're just a way to control us?
Oh, I'm sure.
So you're not, you really shouldn't wear them because then you just abide into the sheep culture that is.
Is that so?
Yes.
Oh, apart from like going to school and college and...
being generally educated. Yeah, that's the best.
And then getting a job and paying taxes. And, you know, most of us do that.
So yeah. I'm playing, guys. I'm playing.
I know.
We went straight home afterwards. I tried to go to sleep at home, but I couldn't, so I took a pain-killing pill and watched a documentary about the French Revolution with Mam. Bye-bye now, Jacora.
Ooh, I wish I could remember that. That sounds interesting. Not the painkiller, but the, I'm sure it was Calpol or something.
Documentary French about the Revolution. French Revolution.
I can't remember that. And I still know nothing about the French Revolution, to be honest.
Revolution is spelt wonderfully. Revolution.
Well, I think that. Hang on. Let's turn the book round.
Revolution.
I think you've got an I and a U in the same letter there somehow. I'm not quite sure how you did that. But yeah, I wish we could find that again and watch it.
29th of March 2005. Heya. So, how are you? I am miserable.
Oh, not again.
I have such a bad cold. And no pills will help.
And mother doesn't care. Obviously. Nobody gives a damn. She's no got one a cold. Gives a shit. Just get on with it, Joel.
Mam went to Newcastle today. Jeff was at work, so I was all by myself.
What?
13? It's fair.
Yeah.
I didn't do much. Just kind of dotted around. Oh. So, talking about kids that say they're all by themselves, my neighbour, who has two littlins, I think one's like two and one's like seven. Mm,
gorgeous.
So gorgeous. Oh my God, those children, I just want to eat them.
Oh, right? God.
I'm like, pick them up and squish them.
I think
like,
you need to cut that
like
out.
Like Lenny from Of Mice and Men. I just want to get their little heads and
the
just
eldest one's got
so
the most
cute.
Beautiful hair.
Oh my
she's
God.
So photogenic. I'd love to get her in front of the camera.
Oh my God, yes, she is gorgeous.
She's
right. Anyway, they came to the house to deliver a Christmas card, right? And the little proper little'un was in my neighbour's arms, and then the older little'un was standing. And out of nowhere, she just declared, "My mam left us at 2 o'clock in the morning yesterday, all by ourselves."
Oh, you can bank on your kids to snitch on you, you little runt.
And my neighbour was like, "It was for 2 minutes and he didn't know nothing about it." Like that.
Oh God, kids are such horrible kids.
Turned out, all she'd done was go to pick up the husband from the bottom of the drive
bottom of the lane, come back. Like 30 seconds away.
But oh, they have to tell you. Otherwise it didn't happen.
I know, that's it. But the thing is that they've got, children have such a truth.
Oh my God, I know.
They do. They tell their version of it.
Yes.
But they have such an open and honest truth. It sometimes it's beautiful and it makes you think, where did we lose that along the way, you know?
Well, I think I didn't make things any better because I looked at my neighbour and I went, "Eee, did you?"
That was mean.
I don't know if I've known you long enough to be to know that was a joke.
Yeah, that was mean. Okay. I hope she knew it was a joke.
She will.
Because she's a really good mum.
Oh my God.
Oh, she's amazing. Lovely.
Mam went to Newcastle today. Jeff was at work, so I was all by myself. I didn't do much, just kind of dotted around, cleaning and stuff, you know, the normal. I will get
cleaning and stuff.
Yes. That's what she says, and really? I'm not about to question.
No, you're not, but I am. I just, God almighty, I'd have written that in my diary if that happened.
This is why. I will get some extra pocket money. There we go.
Bribery. Your mother's a blackmailer.
My throat feels like a wrecked ship. Ow. I felt that. I got an email from Annie this evening. She just asked how things were going. I bunged her an email back asking...
People still use that terminology, don't they? Like, bung me an email and I'll take a look.
I bunged her an email back as asking if I should plan a day out in Hexham with the rest of the gang. She hasn't replied yet. She probably won't until tomorrow. I am planning on asking Ren, Tim, Adam, Martha, Audrey, Lulu and Annie to Hexham to see a movie. I might even ask Lee. I am not asking Michael.
Oh, I bet Michael's there.
Anyway.
Not much days more. Before Facebook is what I'm thinking. I know. Emails, though, that's quite technologically advanced for, like, that sort of era.
2005.
Yeah, for us it was probably. Living in the sticks.
Anyway, not much else happened tonight. That's about it. Bye. Watch the bed bugs Bye. Watch the bed bugs didn't bite. Love, Chocolate.
Bed bugs. Oh, God.
30th of March, 2005. Heya. Hi. Went to Holt Whistle today with Mam. We went to meet Auntie... Think of a girl's name.
Mary.
Auntie Mary. Think of a different girl's name. Don't we have an Auntie Mary in the family? In another family? No?
Auntie Barbara?
We have one of them.
An auntie we don't have. Auntie Helen? No.
Go on. Let's go Helen.
Auntie Helen.
Okay.
Okay.
We went to meet Auntie Helen. Who, you ask? Well, she is a... Hang on. She is on you-know-who's side of the family.
Oh, just take who that is. Oh, I know. Right, okay. I can't imagine why I would voluntarily go to Holt Whistle. That's why I'm...
Because that's where she was... Yeah.
I know, but yeah. You know, not that it's a bad place, it's a lovely...
To be honest, I've only seen her once in about 7 years. But anyway, we all went to a little coffee shop called The Fort. I wasn't really listening to her and Mam's conversation, and before I knew it, we were leaving. Helen got the bus home. Me and Mam went to Hexham to put £4,449.87 into the bank. I now have over £4,500. Anyway, I bought a new computer. Now, just for context, I know this is a little bit of inheritance. It's no big deal.
We didn't have that sort of money.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, it was money inherited from a godfather.
That passed away.
We bought a computer with it and the rest we put in the bank.
Yes.
So, which she doesn't have anymore, folks, by the way. She spent it.
What, the bank or the computer?
Both. She doesn't have the computer anymore. And she doesn't have any money in the bank either.
That computer did me well, though.
It did. It really did. It really did.
Got me through my GCSEs and everything. It lasted long.
Absolutely did. It got me right to university.
Had loads of Sims time on that.
In fact, I found that computer in a cupboard the other day. Sorry, what?
Said I got loads of Sims time.
Yeah, you did. Sims. And another one was Roller Coaster. I used to build on that machine.
Roller Coaster Tycoon. Zoo Tycoon. Yeah. Do you know what? You can get the new Zoo Tycoon on PlayStation and it's $39.99 and it looks amazing. Really? But I really just haven't been able to part with the money.
Oh man, isn't Sims enough for you?
Yes.
What I was going to say about that computer.
What did I tell you about Sims the other day? Just hold on a second. Oh yeah, I was saying... So I have my Sims family and we've got three toddlers and a teenager my Sims family and I'm like, I don't know how people do it because I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted.
You lock them in a cage in the back of the car and leave them.
You've got to feed them and everything. Oh my god.
Really?
Sometimes I just get a bit anxious.
When you have kids, even teenagers, you have to feed them.
Well, the teenagers sort of do it themselves, but the toddlers.
Slice the toaster in there.
Three toddlers in one house and a teenager. I'm fucking exhausted. It's ridiculous.
We can see where your future's headed then, can't we?
Single. Dogs. Cats.
Dogs. Cats, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, sorry.
Can I just add something? You can cut it out if you want. That computer that we were just talking about. The hard drive and everything's still in a cupboard in your old bedroom and it has all of the photographs from your high school
still on it. No way.
It does. I started it up about 3 months ago and I didn't have a monitor and then I had to find a monitor and all of that. And it all of those files with all of those when you used to Skype PE and when you used to not do your music lessons and you used to sit with your feet up on the piano until the teacher came in. All those videos are still there. I'm going to show them to Barbara Mansfield and let her see. Yes. She was deputy head
of
time.
They are gold.
They are gold. And you were doing pylons. If any listeners have done pylons, it's like the sight of like five deep of teenagers stacked. Yes. On their feet, on their backs, five people high.
Can you save those? Have you been able to...
I looked at it the other day and I thought, I really need to get them out and get them backed up and loaded up before they disappear.
Right. Me and Mam went to Mrs. Miggins and we had a chicken and stuffing sandwich.
After Halt Whistle.
Yeah.
Probably needed it.
At home, I did a grand total of... nothing.
Oh, that sounds really proud.
I am sick of hearing what arseholes my family are.
Are you hearing that from me?
Well, I mean, she's being in a coffee date.
I'd like a bit more context. Yeah.
One of my aunties is a con artist. Another is a huge lesbian.
Oh, God.
Okay, guys, she's not that there's anything wrong with that anymore.
I know, but not anymore.
Well.
I know.
Okay, that was my bad.
Attitudes shift, don't they?
Attitudes do,
I know, this is it, isn't it?
Okay.
She's a nice person, actually. She's really nice.
You don't need to say that.
But she is, but the one who's a huge con artist is a huge con artist.
No, huge con artist is a dick, but we don't need to equate them with lesbians. And I don't know what huge lesbian even means. It just means...
something you didn't understand fully.
Oh, God. Another is married to a 17-year-old, and she's over 30.
Oh, I know which one that
is. Woobie
time!
Oh, fucking hell. Dad is an arse. And that's all I'm willing to say about that fucker. Blah, blah, blah. Love, Jakora.
Oh, so happy families.
Lovely.
God.
Let's move on.
I'm glad we left that behind at some point in the very distant future, readers, listeners.
31st of March, 2005. Heya, hiya. Today has been okay. I woke up at 11:30. The house was empty. Mam was already at work. I was a bit disappointed that I had slept half of the morning alone, but I still had over 2 hours left. I rang Mam when I woke up. She laughed when she realised that I had just woken up. I went onto MSN chat line. Annie was on. She really cheered me up. Annie said she was happy for me getting my work published. Oh, didn't I tell you? Holly from Young Writers North emailed me saying she had come across a poem I wrote last summer.
Oh, on the New Writing North course?
Yes.
Yes.
She said she wanted to publish it on a website. I thanked Annie for being so supportive.
That was nice.
That was nice.
Thank you, Annie.
Yeah. I wonder what the poem was. I don't know.
It's probably, I've still got a big folder of all your New Writing North stuff and all your Peacock Beach stuff and all of the other things.
This is where the bonus ones come in. We should do a bonus with
I've also
Peacock.
Got some entries in my own diary, not many, that correspond with the dates in these. So you get a different take. Not that mine are any more detailed or interesting. Mine are much less interesting because they're much less detailed. They're just an overview.
I think we should definitely do some bonus episodes, right, where we read out the Peacock Beach stuff, which was basically just a rip-off of the Fantastic Five? What do you call it?
Famous Five.
Enid Blyton.
Well, it kind of was, but it was based on you. Yeah, but it was based on you and your friends when we used to go to the beach on the caravan.
But then also, what was it? What was the Harry Potter ripoff called? Oh my God, I did an entire book. It just ripped off Harry Potter.
Well, he must have been a lot older then, because the Peacock...
The Mythmakers. Yes. That's what it was.
The Peacock Beach stuff, you started when you were about 7.
Honestly, they're all there.
Wonderworld people.
That's more, visual, but the actual writings for the other two, we need to get that done.
We need to reread it and rewrite it.
I suggested a trip to Hexham with the lads. She said that would be great. This is Annie. Everything is great at Annie's place. After Annie had gone, I disconnected from the net and started tidying the kitchen and living room. Mam came in after I had just started. I continued and then had lunch, in brackets, spaghetti bolognese. We took Maggie to the vets for an injection at 4:30 p.m. There was nothing wrong with her. It was just that she needed a routine kitten jab. Everything was fine. I miss school. I really, really do.
Easter holidays. I'm thinking, why are you off school? It must be Easter holidays.
I miss Annie and Audrey and Martha, Tim and Adam, Ren and Neb. I miss them. I miss the social side. I miss my friends.
Oh, imagine how you would have felt at that age being locked down.
Yeah.
At least you were arranging the day out.
Yeah.
You know, these kids who are locked down now at that age can't even go to the cinema.
Or the cinema.
I heard it called on the telly the other day. The cinema or they can't even go to the pub. You know, they can't go and meet in the park and go on the place, the swings and stuff, or Time Green to the bandstand. I just think, oh my God. Yeah, so hey, kids.
It's funny as well because when I thought about my childhood and I view it quite negatively and all I remember is the bullying and the bad stuff. So when...
Most of us do, by the way.
I bet. So when I'm thinking about the kids that can't go to school, I was thinking... Oh, little Jacoa would have fucking loved that. But actually...
You would not. Maybe not. 2 days, and you're planning a day out, which is fantastic. You know what? And you're all, let's meet up. Let's get the bus. We're independent. We can get on the bus and you can get on the same bus because it comes down the valley.
Yeah.
Which is what you used to do. They'd get on at Bellingham.
Even
you'd
if
get
it
on
does
the bus
just come once every
and then,
2 hours.
Well, there were only 2 buses a day, so you had to kind of be there in time.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, you know, it just, yeah.
I really miss school. And then, when I get back there, wham, I get depressed again. I still have 1 week and 4 days of the Easter holiday left, you were right. I am going to ring Adam tomorrow. I will ask him to get the lads together. I will phone the girls and arrange for us all to meet in Hexham at the train station for 11 a.m. We'll get a bag of chips, have a coffee at Miss Miggins. I am known, in brackets, I am known for my visits to Mrs. Miggins.
I know, isn't that strange?
And then we'll catch a movie. It'll be fab. Love, Jacoa.
I know, I think and I might have mentioned...
The little organiser.
Yeah, fabulous though that everybody was on board. Everybody, oh, let's do it, let's go and let's have an afternoon in Hexham.
So, it's so innocent, isn't it? Like, oh, a bag of chips, a coffee at Mrs. Miggins and a movie.
I know, but the other thing is as well that you're all just like 13, 12 and 13 and you're already safe in your own environment within like, what, a 12-mile radius to get on a bus. Your parents were happy enough for you all to do it. Yeah. Meet up on the journey on the way down the valley.
Yeah.
Have an afternoon in Hexham and then get the bus back in.
Really cunning.
So safe. Mm-hmm. So beautiful. Very so lovely. Very very independent though, you know.
Yeah. Probably couldn't do it nowadays.
But kids have to in these sort of areas, don't they? Because if you're not driven by parents everywhere, you have to get the bus.
We've missed a few days. So we're on to the 4th of April, 2005. Mm. Hi. Hiya. I have just woken up crying from the most terrible dream where my mum died. It was awful. I lay in bed crying for about 10 minutes. I'm all right now, though. I'm not going to tell mum. Don't know why. I haven't had a dream like that for ages. I usually have a mam dying dream the night of when my stupid pig of a father is mentioned.
Oh, what a fear.
I always have done. And me and mam had a long conversation about him a couple of days ago. You see.
Oh, you didn't document that though, did you? You didn't write it in your diary, so I can't remember what the bloody conversation was.
She's about to tell you.
Oh, right. Okay, sorry. This is me jumping in again. Sorry, folks.
No, it's fine. You see, Mam has been getting phone calls at work where the person on the other end has not said anything. I got two as well.
Oh.
This is what we didn't realise, was that little Jacoa got these phone calls as well.
Yeah. We think... What a bastard. What a... It still is.
Yeah.
Fucking cunt.
We...
Sorry, you can cut that out. It's natural.
I know. We just, last time we went on a bit of a tangent about it, and I don't want to do that now. But at the same time, I don't want to brush over it.
No, it's important, and because lots of kids live through this sort of dilemma.
We think Dad is up to his old tricks. Anyway, I have just told Mam about my dream, and she gave me a hug and told me stuff like, it's all going to be all right. I feel much, much better now. Mam left for work after making sure I was totally okay, which I am. I am sitting here watching a movie, Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl. Now, I don't want to gloss over because...
No, but it just, to me, it sort of verifies my own fear about that man, because what he was doing there was... You were obviously going to tell me that you were getting these phone calls. He knew that I knew it was him in the office. Also, he knew that I would know, that he would know that I wasn't here at home. So that was it. It was all a threat to me and it was an intimidation to me. And
that's actually really sick.
So most of the time I was in the office on my own and he knew that. And he played on that.
Yes.
Anyway, when I went into work the next time, there was a voice recorder sitting on my desk.
Right.
And it was from another person who worked on the estate who'd heard about the shit that was going on, put a voice recorder down. But the next call that came into the office, that was like him, your dad... And he was making, by this time, he didn't even pretend to be anonymous. He was just threatening me and saying I had to watch my back and all of this. And my boss walked in while this phone call was going on.
Right.
And this was after he knew I was there and he knew that you were here and he wanted me to know that he knew that.
Yes.
And my boss walked in when... the phone call was going on and he said to me, put it on loudspeaker.
Yes.
put it on loudspeaker on those ancient bloody phones that you just pressed a button and put it on loudspeaker. My boss just said, you better hang up now because I'm about to call the police.
Yeah.
We did call the police. Police came, made a report. So he shot himself in the foot. But I knew that I had the support of everybody else around me at the time.
Good.
And I knew it wasn't... I can't tell you how. When people behave like that towards you, that how it makes you back yourself into a corner and you think you can't trust anybody because you think that you're doing everything wrong. And it was like... It was like, I was doing everything wrong and, you know, what am I doing that's wrong? And I can't be this bad a person. But then when you get this little bit of support coming forward and saying, like, come on, mate, you know, you know this isn't right.
But, you know, the reason that you thought that you were in the wrong, even after the divorce or whatever, I mean, we're in 2005 now, it's been years. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's just tell the listeners.
2003, you know, you got, 1993, you were only a baby when we separated. You know?
I just need to clarify for the listeners, so let me just continue, sorry. Just so the listeners know, this isn't as if you've just broken up a year ago. Mm-hmm. This is 10 years later that this shit is still going on. And I'm really glad that you told a little bit of your story there, because it's not something that I necessarily would or can talk about so much, because I don't really remember.
And that's probably, that is really a good thing. But, you know, I can really sympathise with... Not just women, but men, but it seems to be mainly women who are bullied and manipulated and intimidated to that extent that they think, like, I'm doing everything wrong, I can't cope. And sometimes these women end up getting their children taken off them. And
thing that I was just going to say was about the manipulation and that as well, is that, you know, sorry to backtrack on myself, but you were saying how you, at that point in time, even so many years after the end of the relationship, we're thinking that you were still the one at fault, which to me just shows the level of brainwashing and gaslighting and everything that happened in the relationship itself in the late 80s, early 90s.
That sort of intimidation eats away at every corner of your self-confidence to the point where you have none left.
Yeah.
And it's really difficult to describe that scenario where you have no self-confidence, you're trying to input self-confidence and learning into a small child.
Right.
But then I can't also emphasize the absolute change, the sea change that comes about in your thinking when you think somebody else backs you up. Like, my boss backed me up and said, you're out of order, mate.
Yes.
To the guy on the phone.
Yeah.
Other people who worked said, left me a voice recorder saying, record it. Let's do something about this. You know, we're not going to have anybody who's our friend bullied.
Yeah.
The sea change that goes on in your mind and thinking, well, my God, you know, it's not me. It's not like there is something different here that you know
and that's almost like that's a great thing for you that you had that support, even though I feel like at that time you had very little support, but it was there. And it does make you sort of go question your own brainwashed, gaslighted understanding of yourself and think like, oh no, okay, yeah, okay. And but I really feel for people who don't have any of that support.
Yeah, I think even when you have that support, you have to consider, and I can say this now looking back on it, the people who supported me, and there were lots of who lived locally, they all had complex issues as to why they would support me but couldn't speak out.
Yes.
In certain ways. And well,
I don't know.
Yeah, they were. And if that's a whole other podcast.
Fuck them.
No, honestly, it was when you live close to people, you can support people, but maybe that's as much as you can do. And we're talking about a long time ago as well. You know, it's not like modern day life now where
I don't care.
We've got that anything going on now, which is fucking brilliant. But
if I can see a person that is being obviously domestically abused or gaslighted or brainwashed by their partner, and I'm like, okay, well, I can support you from afar, but really it would ruin my reputation to say anything.
People try to do it in a gentle way.
No, I don't care.
But anyway, but all I'm going to say is that part of the problem, even with this new Annie thing that's going on, you can go into a pharmacist and you can see,
I thought it was ANI.
But it's pronounced Annie, and you just, this is what you do. Part of the problem with that is getting people to realise that they are in that situation in the first place. Because a lot of them who are in that situation think, A, it's their fault, B, they deserve to be there, and C, like, this is what everybody's life is like. It's still a bit raw, to be honest. With
yeah,
you,
probably. Right, okay. Mam left for work after making sure I was totally okay, which I am. I am sitting here watching a movie, Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl. And that's how you're meant to say it.
Yeah, I know. I remember watching that in photographically.
It's dead good.
Yeah.
Do you know what someone put on Twitter recently about the CGI of the Pirates of the Caribbean films? And they're like from like 2003, 2005. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely fantastically made.
It's beautiful. And I remember, because I'm a photographer and like I'd been on lighting sets with film companies.
It's stuff
and
you notice.
It is stuff you notice. And there's an introduction scene in one of those Pirates of the Caribbean.
I know what you're going to say.
They come out of a little lagoon. And
right.
It took them 10 days to shoot that scene.
No way.
Oh, yeah. But it's beautiful. That. It's beautifully lit. It's like really black and dark. And then you've got this golden light.
Fantastic.
And it's like they come out and you've got like, is it Johnny Depp?
I don't know. I would say 10 days maybe feels like there was a bit of a perfectionist
shooting,
on set.
Yeah, but it took them 10 days to get the lighting right, to get that
effect.
Oh,
not shooting.
But
right.
That probably incorporates the editing as well. So to get those, that first, I would say probably 5 seconds of that opening scene, it took shooting and editing 10 whole days to get like a 5 second opening
to
scene.
To me, that just sounds like there's a fucking arsehole.
Oh, but it is, it's one of those, if anybody watches it, it's absolutely beautiful lighting. It's gorgeous.
I quite enjoy this film. I have watched it all before. The computer just crashed, so I had to restart it. Oh, that happens so much.
Oh, I know.
Anyway,
it still does.
I am getting a new computer tomorrow. Oh, so this must be, so the old computer crashed now. Yay! It is going to be totally up to date. I am so sleepy. I have had 4 cups of tea and still I yawn.
4 cups of tea, as if that's going to keep you awake.
By the way, it is 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It sounds very lovely.
Deja vu. She only gets up at 1 o'clock and she's back in bed by 2 o'clock.
Mam has gone to see Nana. She is selling a dead friend's house and giving away the stuff. We got some stuff, pottery, etc. Even though we didn't know him, I have tidied the house for when Mam comes back.
I remember the dead friend's house and I've still got that pottery and it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's nice stuff. She will be pleased. I get extra pocket money for it too. Mam is back. It is 4 p.m. in brackets.
Where have I been till 4 p.m?
Work.
I didn't used to work all day. I used to work just mornings. But I must have gone to office.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. 4 p.m. I don't know.
She is happy with the cleaning. Also, she is in a great mood, which is always a plus.
Which is very rare, I'm guessing.
Very rare.
Also.
Honestly, the way she talks.
I know, your mum's in a bad mood every bloody day.
She's always worried about the moods of the people around her. And I've spoken to my therapist about that a lot, and it's just a thing that comes with childhood trauma, if you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean. I know where it comes from. Uh-huh. And that's another podcast on its own as well.
She is happy with the clean, and also she is in a great mood, which is a plus. She is downstairs now making dinner. My mam is the best. I love her so much.
Love you too, Jacoa.
I want him. Just because I cleaned. I am really bored. It is almost 5 o'clock, in brackets PM, and I have nowt to do.
Nowt to do? If you'd said that, I could have given you a job.
Then the next line is, It is 10 p.m. now. I am sleepy. Night, night. Love, Chakora.
So that happened in the evening. Are you laughing? Right. Were you laughing at?
Maybe taking a swig of wine.
Before you get started, lubrication. Oh, no. That was a bad Sorry, Paul.
No, it's fine. I'm lubricating my vocal cords with wine. Uh-huh. Right.
There's a bottle of water here, if you prefer the water. Oh, I got that icy stare.
5th of April, 2005. Heya, hi.
Heya, hi.
I woke up from an odd dream this morning.
You and your dreams, this is a whole other podcast, isn't it?
This is after me telling you that I was woken up at 5:30 this morning by a really bad dream.
Yeah.
Right, and then for the listeners, I woke up this morning at 5:30. I didn't know it was 5:30 at the time when I woke up. I woke up in pitch black. I was really scared. And I was lying there in the pitch black and I was thinking, I'm not going to be able to go back to sleep. I am genuinely freaked out. So I reached and I turned my lamp on and the lamp blew. I just got a mini explosion and then pitch black again. So I was even more freaked out.
So you just lay there?
I had to put the torch on my phone and lay with it like that for 45 minutes till I could calm down.
What did the dogs do? I'm assuming the dogs were
around
somewhere.
Dogs didn't give a shit. They were on the bed.
So you know if something's amiss, the dogs would be in a nut button.
Not at all, because why did I tell you as well? When I walked in, I had to go and check something in my car and then I came back. It was about 7 o'clock at night and I said...
Pitch dark again.
I hadn't had a drink.
Uh-huh.
And I had to go out and check my car, and then I came back in. As I walked into the door, slipped flat on my arse. I've got some weight to put on my arse.
No, but that flooring man, you need a mat.
I was lying on the floor going, ooh, ow, and then realised they weren't coming to us, so I kind of exaggerated it. Ow, I am hurt.
And they were more interested in
my chips and gravy that were on the fucking bench. I was fucking livid. They looked at me as if to say, if you die, can I get this? I can eat this, right?
Yeah, just shut up and then I can eat it.
Fuck's sake.
But you were talking about eating bloody Shelley's leg before, so I don't blame her.
She doesn't know that though.
Did she not?
I was lying on the floor.
She didn't know that.
With a bruised bum going, ow! Ow, 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 I'm in pain. Hello.
Because you're used to Nelly, the littlest scream, the smallest scream you would belt out. Nelly would be there.
Leg I'm eating. Right.
Cannibal.
5th of April, 2005. Heya, hi. I woke up from an odd dream this morning. It was where I went to the theatre and everything went wrong. Anyway, Mum went to work. I was alone in the house.
She doesn't even explain. And I'm just going to put my glasses on and look, because this is a really short entry. This is
go on, read it.
This is two paragraphs. I'm looking
start
at this
from the
page.
Beginning.
I woke from an odd dream this morning. It was where I went to the theatre and everything went wrong. Anyway, now it is 10 o'clock at night. Today, I have done nothing! Anyway. Another anyway. 1, 2, 3 paragraphs begin with anyway. Anyway, I am very tired. And you have just given me a paper cut. Your diary as if it's vicious enough. But then, you go on to say, bye!
Bye!
Spelt
B-I.
B-I underlined. Chakora. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
Actually,
it's for that underlined thing. I'll do that.
It's pronounced Chakora. Just so you know.
Really? I never knew that.
It's Chakora. So you've got to kind of miss the O. Chakora.
I never knew that. I just being pulled up for mispronunciation of my daughter's name. It's
Joe. Give me my diary back.
I did notice that the underlining that you did underneath the Chakora is a line that I do.
Huh?
I do that when I write a birthday card and that. A 45 degrees line underneath.
of April 2005. Well, stop reading. I can see you trying to read it.
Well, I'm just
upside
looking
down.
At the format, yeah, to see if there's any just short entries that I need to kind of be aware
of. I'm going to hold it like this.
Oh, God, I can't even see the page. But it's near black. Come on, I won't look. Honest, I won't look. Jeez. Oh, I wish I had a photograph of that face. The lips
Hello.
Are pursed.
Hiya.
Hiya.
How are you? I am... Stop looking! No. You're not allowed.
It's this upside down, for God's sake. How much of it am I going to read?
Oh.
Honestly.
All right.
Jings, man.
This is how I'm going to... This is... You're not allowed?
Oh, well, if you want to hurt your wrists by holding it up at an angle so I can't even see the pages, then, you know, just go for it.
No pain, no gain. Gain.
You can't even be spiteful.
It's not in my nature.
It isn't. That's exactly what I meant.
You'd be surprised.
No. I would be surprised if you were spiteful, because you're not.
I'm not. Hello. I'm terribly, terrible at manipulating, though. I've got that down to a T. I think it runs in the genes. Right. Hello.
Your genes, not mine.
Yes. How are you? I am fabulous. Even though this afternoon I spent £987.70 on
a
new
computer.
This is
the third time that she's mentioned spending money. Joe, can you ever remember since then spending that amount of money on anything at all?
No. So I understand why she's...
Apart from your cruise when you went to...
Oh, yes, when that cruise that I did around the Mediterranean on my own.
That was a little bit more...
I don't know if even that was 987... No, I think
it
was 1,300.
She's never spent that much money in
her
life.
No, I haven't.
Since even, like, since you've been earning your own money since you were, like, 13, and she's never spent that amount of money at all.
So it makes sense that she would say it again and again, because it is, like, a bit of a pride thing, I suppose.
It's a pride thing, but it's such an important thing as well.
It is an
important
thing.
You've got a vast amount of money for you.
Yeah.
That you wouldn't have ordinarily had. So then, you know,
So on the surface, it sounds maybe a bit like materialistic, but really it isn't. It's just a kid being...
I can have a new computer.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's going to do so much for me. And because it was at the cusp of communication, especially in a rural area, like we've just discussed.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, I can see that.
This computer is great.
And it was top notch for its time. It's pretty slow now, mind, I have to say.
I have a flat screen 17-inch monitor. I was playing The Sims 2 on it. Of course you were, babes. And it was so much faster and the graphics were great. Now, when I design a house on The Sims, I feel like a real architect. Oh, so do I. I design mint houses. Me, Adam, Annie, and possibly Tim are going to Hexham tomorrow to see Robots at the cinema.
Robots? Was that... Oh, God, the guy who died. Oh.
No, that's Terminator.
No, the comedian. Oh, sorry. I'm digressing again.
Who died?
Robin Williams.
Oh, no.
Was that Robot?
No.
No?
Well, no, it's not. This is an animation that they're... Robots. But
didn't he do the voiceovers for Robots?
I don't know.
Anyway, I'm really sorry. Cut all of that out, because I'm not really into films, so I don't really know. It's just, if I get in England sometimes, it's just in England.
I really, truly did nothing today.
Well, that's about the third day in a row. But you see, if I'd been reading your diaries, I could have been privy to that and just kept you busy. Oh, my God,
sometimes
I'd have kept you busy.
It's all right to just sit and do nothing.
Sometimes
right.
It is, but I can't sit and do nothing. Don't sit and do nothing. You have cross-stitch or you have, like, book to read or...
I really, truly did nothing today. Except for play on my new computer, arrange for tomorrow, and watch some movies. Love, Jaquan.
So you are active in a small sort of way. In a relaxing, chilled... Easter holiday kind of way.
I feel like in a very 13-year-old sort of way.
Yeah.
You know, I played
You sound very much in control. Although some of these posts in your diary, posts if I can call them posts, some of these pages, writings in your diary, you come across as if you're like, I know modern terminology, but sometimes you come across as being like not in control, and like, especially when you're in school and there's like all of this going on, and you think, oh my god, I can't cope with this.
But this is one of the things that she kind of said, because in the Easter holidays, which is where she is now, she is in control of her own days and she's being left alone, and she's like, okay, well, I did a bit of cleaning, I did a bit of Sims, I'm doing this, I'm going to Hexham, I'm arranging times out. But then she said herself, yes, she misses school, but when she goes back, wham, she's depressed again.
She's depressed again.
Right, well, on the 8th of April, 2005. Okay, no worries, listener. We're just going to take a moment while she pulls away.
Oh, so you are too, George?
No.
So you are too. I'm just going to pull the rest in so I don't have to get that criticism again. Like,
stop it, mate.
Did that pop in your ears? Did that pop in your ears, Jacoa?
You're so lovely.
I'm spiteful.
No, I love you.
Yeah, nah. Let's listen to the next 4 years, diary, and see if that's true.
Oh, God. I know. You've got to remember, right? Sometimes, you know, and I'm going to say this.
I'm bracing myself because it's just not all going to be...
Sometimes when we miss a week or two, I'm quite glad, because it means that we're not quite getting to the teenage years yet, because they are going to be so bad, man.
They're going to be horrible.
They're going to be
so fucking bad. Really horrible.
They're going to be so bad.
But look where we are now. That's what I'm
holding. But I know stuff that you don't know. They're going to be so bad.
And I probably know stuff that you don't know, but I'm just maybe not even going to impart that.
We need to make some kind of pact before we go into the teenage.
It's there, it's written down, it needs to be said. And you know, I lived through it with you.
Sure.
So I have a pretty good idea of what you were thinking, even though you think that you don't. I didn't. I'm just thinking, nah, okay.
Oh, what we should do is, we should write some... Right, when we start the teenage diary, which I think we've got another one after this, and then there's like the teenage one, where it has like proper shit. We should write a letter to each other that we have to open at the end of reading the diary.
Kidding? Yeah. Oh, that's torture.
No. Like, we write a letter to each other saying, like, mine would kind of be like, to Mam, I know this diary's going to come up with some stuff, but just know I still love you, and you can just read it at the end of the, like, I don't know, 117th podcast episode when we get to the end.
Look, I'm just going to reiterate, it's I lived so through it with you. I might not be as ignorant of your feelings as you think I am. I know there are obviously going to be issues there, stuff there.
I was going to say not massive stuff.
But you know what? It can't be so bad that we didn't come out the other end all right.
Fine.
So here we are.
I mean, I am in therapy, though.
Well, that might be my fault.
No. That's nothing to do with you, the therapy. I don't know. It's just general.
I know. I did try to prevent that. Didn't manage it. But you know what? I've been in therapy as well. It helped me enormously.
Yes.
In such times as we've just covered tonight, you know, and it just gives you that, like, yeah, I'm all right, like,
yeah,
you mate.
Yes, it does. Right, are you ready?
I'm loving this.
Me too, it's so much fun. 8th of April 2005. Hello, hiya, how are you doing? I am great. Turns out Tim didn't come with me, Annie, and Adam. The little bag had no reason. He just said, I think I'll just sit this one out. I think this is when we're going to Hexham. Just for context. Anyway.
He did, but in his defence, he had a little bit further to travel than the other ones.
Yeah, sure, it's fine.
And maybe he couldn't get the lift to get the bus.
Yeah, sure. Hey, I'm not calling him a bag. Little Jaco is. I don't know his reason.
I know, but I don't either. I'm just sort of acting in his defence, although I have criticised him in the past.
Mam gave me and Adam a lift to the bus in Bellingham. Annie lives there, so we jumped on the bus there with her.
So I took you up the valley to come down the valley.
Oh my god, yeah, you might as well just taken us all.
I should have just taken you to the road end to get on the bus. So I took you 7 miles further to get on the bus to meet your friends.
No, because from our road end, you couldn't guarantee it would stop for us. Yeah, that happened so many times.
It depends who was driving with the Tyne Valley services. Stop. Like, they didn't. Sometimes they didn't. And sometimes I think they were bloody spiteful.
Yeah, I agree.
Because the drivers... were your school bus drivers.
Yeah.
They knew the kids. They knew you would have the fare.
But then so we were the good kids, so why wouldn't that stop for us?
Anyway. There's no bad kids, Will. There's no...
Excuse me?
At that point, there was no bad kids.
Walk is the epitome of bad children. Maybe and they're all fucking... They're all 30 now and having children.
I think that you maybe want to cut that out.
No, I don't.
Before you make that accusation.
I'd say it to any of the faces. Stop moving the mic like that.
Sorry. Oh, I am sorry. I'm feeling because I'm nervous. Because
why?
I don't quite agree with what you're saying.
I don't mind if you don't agree
maybe I shouldn't mind and hold my own as well. But some people in Walker shits, not
what they're going to do, come at me with pitchforks. Yes, that would very much be their
but
way.
I have to say...
Neanderthals.
No, I wouldn't go that far, but I have to say that... I still hold a grudge in a similar way that you do about some of the kids that you went to school with who treated you badly, particularly on school transport.
All of them from work.
Were they?
Yes.
Yeah, so Bellingham...
And Bellingham. Anyway... Mam gave me and Adam a lift to the bus in Bellingham. Annie lives there, so we jumped on the bus there with her. We got to Hexham at 13:30 and got some chips at Paxton's. Right. I need to just put in a disclaimer here. The chips from Paxton's are the best chips you will get. Right? And No, they are.
They're not. The Harbour Chippy and Amble is the best one.
Okay, fine. Maybe I haven't got them from there. But I've been to Whitehaven... Maryport.
What?
Berwick.
I know you've been all those places, you don't tell
everywhere.
Me you eat chips everywhere.
Right. Oh, I get chips when I go to the coast, no matter how I am, where I am. Paxton's Chippy in Hexham is the best chippy I have ever been to.
No.
I love their chips.
See, I just think, like, when I go to Amble, I love getting chips from the Harbour Chippy. The only problem is now, because the tourism's so heavy, even through lockdown.
I know.
That there's a queue down the road.
Paxton's, you get in there,
Because nobody else likes them, like, so you get served straight away.
Those chips are so good, man.
Nah,
they're
not
so
cooked
good.
In beef fat, more like beef dripping.
Oh my god.
Oh man,
so
you need to have chips that are cooked in beef dripping.
No, I've had them all.
Man.
Every port I go to, I have the chips. Nowhere beats Paxton's.
So have you done a little podcast about the chip and reviews about...
God,
you need to do reviews about these places on your travels. You travel so far. And
I should do a chippy blog.
Even sandwiches that you buy from a supermarket,
Ooh, I really should do that. Right.
You really should. Like, people on the move all day, there's lots of people like you who...
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes you're just too tired that you can't make a lunch, so you think,
I'll
stop in somewhere.
What I really wanted to start was an app that rated loos.
Oh my god, that I would
yeah,
contribute
you'd get that.
To that. Yes,
so
definitely.
Anywhere I go in the northeast, I would go to the either a public loo or a supermarket loo or even Starbucks loo, and they just let you in or whatever, and I'd rate them on accessibility, flushing power, and
hand wash
etc,
especially just now.
The lakes are really good for their public loos.
Are they really?
Yes.
You see, I find the city areas like Newcastle are shit, pardon the pun,
even
wasn't intended.
in Newcastle, you go into a Starbucks and you're like, oh, I'm sorry, I really need the loo. Can I please use it? They're like, no.
No, McDonald's. Simpleton's McDonald's.
Some petrol stations, you don't know they have a loo, but they do.
Yeah, I know, but I went to the one in Hexham, you know, that one just off the roundabout.
Yeah, I didn't even know that existed.
Ah, you know the 24-hour station, the new one? I went in there dying for the loo because I'd just come back from Newcastle. no lose opening Newcastle. That was just absolutely amazing. Went to this, because I didn't even have enough diesel to get home. So I had to go to the petrol station and went to the loo. And there was this trucker came out before me. Oh, and honestly, the place was stinking.
Oh, no.
And he'd left the toilet absolutely filthy.
Yeah.
I couldn't not use the toilet. It's otherwise, disgusting. I would have had to go back to my car and pee in the car.
Why did they do that?
I know, he's a bloke, a young bloke as well. And I just thought, I was just thinking, like, God help your wife, mate.
Oh, his wife.
Oh, yeah, and then I know.
Oh, husband.
But then the place was stinking. I still had to use the toilet. So, you know
did
what?
Did you just
it
have
is
to hover?
I had to hover, but there was piss all over the floor anyway. So it was all over me.
Fucking arsehole.
Boots when I walked
I
out. There was
that.
Shit
That's
all over
disgusting.
The pan.
Now, there's no excuse.
There's no excuse. Nah. It's the mothers, the parents, I'm going to say.
Yes,
not
let's
just
not
the mothers.
Blame
mums.
Women, please.
The parents teach your kids to clean the loo after they've used it.
Even if you don't have parents, you can still be an adult. And
I know,
it doesn't.
But,
no,
you know, I was desperate
even
that day.
Even my dog licks her own bumhole after she goes for a
and
shit.
And then she
night.
Licks your fucking face after.
Gladly, you love it.
I know, but you know.
But no, come on. You don't have to have.
I know, but that's another issue. Is the
no, but
the,
let me
the
say my point
toilet
really
thing.
Quickly.
It needs
let
to
me
be...
say my point really quickly. You don't have to have some kind of diamond parents to understand that you have to leave a public loo, all right?
I know,
like
especially
I say,
when it's like all that bacteria coming out of your body that you need.
It's
you're going to pass
on
to the next person, especially
Come
now.
Come on. We're going to finish this now. Anyway. Right. Annie got a pair of trainers at Shoe Fair. I got a play exclamation body spray at Superdrug. Adam was bored, but he perked up at Woolies, where he bought 4 packets of
Woolies. Oh, God! I know, I forgot you weren't old enough to remember Woolies.
Yeah, I mean, sadly, yeah.
Oh, sweet. Oh, no, but you know what? I used to love that shop.
I know, Woolworths
because
was kind of
the cookware. I've still got a steamer and that we used to use in the caravan. I still use it now, and that's like, what, 20-odd years on?
I got some sweets, too, and some Coke.
Oh, did you? From Woolworths. Coca-Cola, I think she means Morgs.
No, does she? No, she does, I mean, she's 13. We got to the cinema at 14:20. We knew that we were late and had to wait an hour. But it was cool.
So you missed the screening.
We
yeah,
must
the next. You spent too much time shopping. We hadn't seen each other for 4 days, so you were talking too much.
We knew that we were late and had to wait an hour, but it was cool. We hung out in the lounge eating chocolates and talking. Annie got talking about how she thought God is bisexual. And I said...
Hang on. Her parents are so religious.
They are a bit Christian, yeah.
A bit?
A bit.
You're right. You're
well,
are,
I say
you're
a bit because I don't know how they are now, but I know back then they
back
were.
Back then they were.
So, I don't
so
know.
She's like, where she got this? Oh, this is like, I need
she
more detail.
Bod. She thought God is bisexual. And I said, well, what came first? The chicken or the egg? As if that's supposed to make sense. Well, then Adam and Annie started a big debate.
Adam and Annie. Oh.
Well.
Wow. There's a debate.
Light bulb.
Yes. Did you see that just flash there?
Well, because we're allowed to say that, I'm sure you wouldn't, Adam is gay. And
he's beautiful, he's lovely.
Oh, of course he is. But
man,
he's like
one of my favourite kids.
And he was gay from the off. Wasn't he? And so sensitive and yummy and lovely and just
Still
one of these
is.
Lovely campy kids, right? Annie, being from such a Christian background, she is the one coming out saying that she thinks God is bisexual.
Yeah.
What's made her say that? What's
I know,
made
that,
her think that?
That was my initial comment. Like, how does she arrive at that, even to voice that?
It means...
She's obviously been thinking about that and maybe couldn't voice it to her parents, but then has had some conversation that's made her think like that she could voice it to her friends.
But as well,
and
I think...
sound it out,
I
sort
think,
of thing.
I think that these are thoughts that... kids that come from a religious background think to themselves. And the only way that we even know right now that Annie had that conversation with herself is because of little Jacoa's diary. Like, little Jacoa recorded that. Annie didn't.
Not that you know of.
No, but so that's the...
It'd be nice to know if anybody else kept a diary that you can relate the dates to.
But so it's just like these conversations within young people that are in these religious factions, they do have these conversations in themselves and they do with their friends, but it isn't necessarily recorded.
It isn't recorded, but it's all intelligent thinking and explorative thinking. It's philosophical. The shame of it all, philosophical.
There we go.
Thinking. The shame of it all, I'm going to say the shame, but the shame is that they don't discuss it with adults, but then maybe they don't discuss it with adults because they're going to be given a doctrine or an opinion, a very strong opinion. Maybe it is that it's not a shame that they discuss it with their peers and open up another conversation maybe with their peers who might be more open to a more broad conversation than they would have with adults within their family circle or social circle.
I really love this bit of the diary because it also goes back to something that you've said in the past, where little Jacoa talks about maybe her own thoughts or what other people have said. But it's that we underestimate the thinking goes on. And, you know, kids, whether they're, in my opinion, whether they're 4, 8, 12, 13, 15, whatever and older, kids are really self-aware and they do have these thoughts and they do have these conversations, actually. Believe it or not, they do. And that's something that you've brought up in the past, and I think that this here is a really good example of that.
I think that's that paragraph stretches it a bit further into thinking that these children can't, because an adult, the teenager might think that because the adults in their family or social circle might be just not indoctrinating, but be disciplinarian and steer your thinking in a certain way, that they might not feel that they're going to be given the opportunity to expand their thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is they don't tell the adult because they know they're just going to be blocked or directed in a certain way of thinking.
Yes.
So what they do is, which is I think is what Annie has just done, is like, okay, I've had this conversation with adults, other people in my other social groups linked to my family, but now I'm going to say this subconsciously, I think she's thinking this. And now I'm going to say, because I know what you think, and I know what you think, and I know what you think, and I know that you're a bit different, and you think differently, and, you know, so I'm just going to put it out there.
Yes.
And I think this is where, and I think, oh my God, and this is becoming a bit clearer to me now, as a parent, you know, but I think that in cases like that, Annie has just been testing out her own thoughts without approaching the adults because she's known that she's going to be steered into a way of thinking.
Or she may know that she isn't going to get a true answer.
Yeah, it's going to be a confined or orchestrated answer.
Orchestrated answer.
Orchestrated to, like, the adult that she's maybe approached to give this question to might be thinking, like, how am I going to do this and how is this going to resonate with the other adults in this particular family group? So what she's done is, well, I've got this thinking, you know, I'm going to bounce it off you lot.
And I think that's
brilliant. That's how young people work, and I think we adults are missing a bloody trick. I've said it before, but that extends that thinking a bit further. And you know what? I'm sure there are loads of podcasts. I'm sure there's loads of academic writing out there to justify what I'm just saying. I'm sure I'm so far behind the academic thinking.
No, I don't think so. I think this is forward thinking. And I have to say as well, I think that even, you know, as an adult, and you probably feel this too, do you think that there are certain things that are so taboo, or not so taboo, or you just kind of, those philosophical questions that you really have to find the right person to be able to ask?
I think that there are.
Yeah.
I think that there still are. And I think especially when you feel vulnerable, you have to figure out the right person to ask that question to. Sometimes it's within your own peer group, obviously, and sometimes it isn't. Sometimes it might be an adult.
I have to say, unfortunately, I think that little Jacoa comes up a little bit short here.
Yes, but I've always thought that to be her.
Well, to her. Well, in this, I don't know if you know what I meant there, because you said you've always thought this, which
because of your lack of extended family, as they call it.
I mean specifically to this question. So
okay,
Annie got talking about how she thought God was bisexual, and all little Jacoa has to come out with is, what was first, the chicken or the egg? Like, I think she's been a little bit dismissive.
Well, she probably was, because little Jacoa had her own issues about God and everything at the time. You get, and I know this because I know you, and I can't get where we are, to be honest, because in the past you've got like, I get the God thing. This is your diary.
Yes.
I'm reiterating. I get the God thing. No, I don't get the God thing.
Yeah.
I get the God thing. I don't get the God thing. So I think that you have questions in your own mind about the God thing.
What you said is absolutely true. So I was going to try and give some sort of diagnosis, is the wrong way, but some sort of understanding to where little Jacob was coming through from in that, because I felt she was being dismissive and I felt like she was just...
she wasn't being a bad friend. She was just trying to understand her own reactions.
But I would be willing to wager that... Right, when is this from? This is the 8th of April 2005, right?
Right.
I'd be willing to bet that this question comes back up in little Jacoa's mind at some point. And I'm going to wager it's about 6 months from now.
Jacoa, we still have these discussions now, which is why I'm giving a point of view on that. Which
I think she's done...
And you still deliberate about it?
Yes, that's exactly it. I think what she's done is she's said... They're saying that. I'm going to watch them quabble. And then I'm going to come back in about 6 months and give my verdict.
That's what
I think that's what's going to happen.
I know with you, you need at least 3 days to think about a traumatic thing. Something that was posed
used
on that.
Used to be
that
three, you, now it's like 10.
I know, but what, in this sort of situation, what she did was pose a question that you've already been asking yourself.
Yes.
And... you haven't answered it yourself, so you think, like, you came up with this ridiculous chicken and egg thing.
But anyway, enough about me. So what we'll do is, we'll leave it there, but we'll come back maybe a bit sooner than we usually would, and we'll continue.
Let's bring this back up to a weekly...
Yeah. So, just to round it up, that was...
lovely.
I feel we kind of left it on a bit of a cliffhanger. Do you realise? Like, I can't wait to read the next few weeks.
Which is why I was saying, don't stop here, let's just go on.
but, you know, for listeners, just so that you know, we have to leave it now because Mam has some duck and orange in the kitchen that she needs to eat. And I have a steak in my fridge that I need to fry off and make some mash and spinach with. This has been really, really great. I thoroughly enjoyed that, did you?
I did too. Can't wait for the next time.
Me too. Right, that's
awesome. So let's not leave it so long. And let's get this podcast up and running.
Let's get it going. So, chin-chin. Thank you so much.
And night-night.
And good night.
Oh, beautiful.